Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more backward thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There is so much hatred, war and poverty.
Everybody this evening, I hope fair to Midland, and I'm doing just fine. Thank you for asking. I am your emperor, the one you need. I am also your alchemist, the one you certainly need to know about. And I am your advisor, the one here to serve you. How's everyone doing in the Care to Read room this evening? I'm sorry I've been away. I've been out trying to build my kingdom. If you can recall the story in the Bible where the thief looked at Jesus and he said, Father, Lord, remember me when you come into your kingdom. Some of us have come into our kingdom and have forgotten about our brothers and sisters. You ought to be coming into your kingdom right about now. If you're not, then you ought to get out there and create that opportunity. That's what Omi has been doing, trying to create an opportunity to come into my kingdom so that I can remember every one of you when I come into my kingdom. Yes, I've been busy working on some project, ladies and gentlemen, and I do apologize for being gone the last 2 days. I hope you held down the camp around here. But for those of you who need to be coming into this room, I want to give those digits out to you so you can lock those numbers into your dial. 646-478-0270. Lock it in, little G, and keep it right there. We've been talking about, for the feature topic, musicians, poets, spoken word artists, and we've been talking about how to get over hard times. The music that we write about is the pulse of our people. It tells a story about what goes on in the urban setting. It gives the outside world a glimpse of what is to expect on the inner city. It gives the outside world a glimpse of what we go through on a day-to-day basis to make it. And some of us are truly survivors, and we are able to help those who have never had to deal with hard times figure out how to make it through without killing their damn self. We are giving a lot of people a way of escape without having to go out in the shed and use their 45 pistol to blow their brains out. We are giving a lot of people hope so that they don't have to take those drugs anymore. And somebody wants to get on their drugs and take them until they expire. Somebody don't want to have any more hard times anymore. And we're giving somebody hope who keeps reaching for that pipe. But every time they hear our voice and our message, they turn around and say, there is some hope. There is some hope. So the message we're bringing is to listen to the lyrics of the music, the words of the song, and understand that we're not just singing music anymore, but we're telling stories and words of encouragement, the logos and rhema, the spoken word and the written word. It's very important for today's time that we tell the truth about what is happening in our neighborhoods. Our neighborhoods, our neighborhood is what the Caucasian want to know. How are the blacks faring in their neighborhood with all of this that we're putting up on them? How is it that they're making it through? And why is it that so many of our children cannot fare through the hard times? We were built for this, people. Our skin was created for the tough times. We came into the setting on the rough side, roughing things out. We learn how to roll with the punches. And this is a good thing. Hard times is not always bad. All things work together for good for them that love God. Excuse me. And it's very important to understand that hard times is a figment of our imagination. And if we don't see ourselves in hard times and see ourselves getting through the struggle, we will always get over the grain house. And we've been talking about the grain house, what it means when we come into our kingdom and how we're supposed to act. Ladies and gentlemen, I want you to know I've been trying to come into my kingdom for the last couple of days. I've been trying to design a program so that I can take away some of the hard times and offer some opportunities for some people. I hope you're striving every day to come into your kingdom. I hope you are. And ladies and gentlemen, I want you to understand that this station is not going to be on the downslide, but we're advancing ourselves so that this will become an institute. An institute that will grow and offer the things you need. Ladies and gentlemen, there's so much that I would love to give you, so much that I would love to have available on these airwaves. And one of the things I'd like to introduce to you, what OMI has been busily doing is developing opportunities for Project 2019. The year of 2019 is the year when we come into our own and get over the grain house. It will be over 400 years that we would have been out of slavery. And before those years roll upon us, I would like to make an offer and a suggestion and a request. Our main mission on this station is to recruit and to bring chapters into being in the area of Project 2019. Our whole mission is to close the gap of illiteracy and to create opportunities for higher education for all African American people who are currently on the lowest end of the totem pole. So I am recruiting for those chapter leaders who are looking to be able to direct and to guide, who have the spirit of leadership and would like to take back to their communities, their churches, and their communities a chapter of Project 2019. If you're listening to the sound of my voice and if you're out there and you're eager to learn more about it, we've talked a little bit about the mission of Project 2019 here on this channel, and we want to talk more to you about it. And if you're interested, call that number, 646, lock it in, 478-0272. I will guide you and lead you right into the direction of talking with the founder and the director, Chuck Sanford, who created Project 2019. We are looking for those foot soldiers who want to lead this caravan in their community so that we can be about the business of building institutions for our African families. We are structuring all of our Project 2019s to be a literacy program, number one, and foremost. Number two, to be a family life center, which will offer services in our community, taking the places of those institutions that are not there, being a one-stop facility of offering resource and referral. So if you are out there and you're more than interested in becoming a leader in your community and you'd like to head up a Project 2019 in your community, give me a call. Call me, OMI, at any time, or you can email me at omiyinka1@gmail.com. I like to hear from you. Ladies and gentlemen, we're on hard times because our mindset has to change. And the only way we have to change is that we have to understand nobody's going to get us out of our situation as African Americans but us. We're the only ones that can save us from our plight. We are going to have to save ourselves. And I'd like to welcome each and every one of you, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm going to have to get on these phone lines because I'm waiting for a guest to come in to speak with me this evening. So I'm going to put them on blast in a minute. But in the meantime, we have a little house cleaning to do. And the band got to go take a break because you know how the band is. They've drank all this water. Now they got to go and relieve themselves. So stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen, as we listen to Our Generation. And you can figure out what is going on with these hard times and why can't we seem to get over the grain house, and will our young people deliver us? I think they can.
Situation. Take a lesson from our elders. Don't make the same mistake. Let's do what we love and get rid of all the hate. Our elders taught us one thing. Practice another. Just look what happens to the Indian and the brother. Our leaders make us fight. We don't know what for. If they want people killed, let them fight the war. It's gotta end somewhere.
better be is why we're together and stronger than they ever thought it could be. A world motherless can help care cover this, a love for all people no matter what the culture is. Our generation is making huge strides, a self-empowering movement that's on the rise. The more the doors open, the more the youth can see. A fair chance means a greater opportunity to have a brighter future, deeper insight. Work hard to be anything you want in life. It's what it's all about, the longevity. Educated enough to know what's ahead of me. Here to straighten it out, seeking your find. They can cage your body, but not your mind. We lay it all on the line in the struggle we grew. But together, here's what we gotta do.
Our generation is all left up to us. Our generation, let's do just what we must. Straighten it out.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, and we're back. And because we are trying to talk to you about these hard times, I like to play the hard times for you one more time.
Yeah, yeah. So many hard times. Yeah.
Never about them.
So my house, I never come out from. Cause every day a drought to the shadow of doubt come. I'm down to do whatever if it betters my outcome. The city's like the Autobahn barroom, waiting on Malcolm. Cause people wanna see my blood flow like fountains. I got nowhere to go and still feel like bouncing. I'm looking for the closest window I can route from, or for the highest speaker box that I can shout from. And I'm hoping to feel like something is real. But it's no hope when you are but a spoke in the wheel, a brick in the wall, trying to find an opening still. Having hard times trying to climb over the hill.
So many hard times, yeah, yeah. Even on motel floors, yeah, yeah. Knocking on my brother's door, eating Spam Oreos, drinking Thunderbird, baby. Yeah, in this crazy town.
Yes, yes. Some folks say we're having hard times eating Spam, munching on Oreos, and drinking Thunderbird. But I don't buy into that, ladies and gentlemen. How about you? It's only a figment of our imagination. We can live like royalty, like genteel people. All we have to understand is that we're heirs of a throne, and because we have inherited from the master, we also are recipients of everything he owns. How can you get up under something when you're already superior and over the throne? Now, I want to remind you that Omi doesn't buy into this negative talk that we're going to fall short and become victims of our own figment of our imagination. You're only a victim. And you have to refuse to be victimized by the words of songs that will put you in hard time. We're showing you how to take the music and understand that only if you believe you're in hard times will you be in hard times. But you have to remember our parents and our ancestors, they were strugglers, and they defeated every situation, even slavery. Let's go over to the throne of grace as we petition our ancestors to help us stand on their shoulders so we can reconnect back to the greater circle, and there'll be no hard times for us. Ladies and gentlemen, stand to your feet with your backs erect and your hands faced up as if you're now ready to receive. That veil was torn for you. You no longer need priests and evangelists and ministers and apostles to petition for your request. You can go before the throne of grace on your own. Now let us go to the throne of grace boldly, standing before our ancestors, asking them to reconnect themselves back to the circle of life. As we stand before you right now, is the time to make your request known. Father God, we stand petitioning you, calling on Oladulamare, calling on Akamare, the father of this earth. We give you homage and give you praise and acknowledge who you are. Help us to understand that when the prisoner was on the cross and said, Father, Lord, remember me when you come into your kingdom. Lord, we have come into our kingdom and don't even know it. How come we are still anesthetized and asleep and don't realize that our kingdom is here on this earth. How is it that we would allow ourselves to become poor when you're trying to put us over the grain house and we are in our kingdoms currently now? There's no other place that we're going to matriculate other than this earth. Our Jerusalem has come here on this earth, Father. Help us to understand that we are over the grain house and that we're currently in our kingdom right now. Help us to understand as we look back over our shoulder like the Sankofa bird and we see those who are downtrodden and we tell them, I'm into my kingdom now. I can remember you now. What dost thou have request of? And if thou hast request for that donkey, then release that donkey. Because our words are powerful today, Father, and we have what we say. Help us to understand that our words are very powerful. They're like a two-edged sword. They cut going in and cut coming out. And we are to use our words like alchemists. And today I proclaim that we will become alchemists. And as we become alchemists, we will have the ability to use our chemistry and our metaphysics skills to draw back to us, which we have need of. And as we stand here, the alchemy in the atmosphere, every money, every dollar, every cent that has been taken from every household that is represented here, that has been devoured and wasted under tax false pretense, under organizations stealing from families and taking away anything that has been lost in the family that is of substance. Father, as Jubilee comes, allow us to recoup and retrieve everything that has been stolen and taken away this day. That there is no hard time for those that are servants to God. We are reaping the benefits of the wicked because they have been laid up for the just. And as we stand here decreeing this, Father, we are saying we are standing here and we are commanding you, God, to watch over these words and perfect them. Perfecting is in order today. As we stand before you, Father God, there are some that are weak who don't know their strength and don't know their capabilities in Christ. But help us to teach them their place in society. We call on Marcus Garvey to stand as a witness to identify his place in society. Dr. Carruthers, as he built the beautiful edifice of that Comedic Institute, he left an institute behind. Dr. John Henry Clark, who has built up an edifice of history within all of us. And Shaikh Diop, his words are still permeating our minds. And as we look at Dr. Ben Yochan, he has told us about the metaphysics world and the comedic south side of the country in Africa and where we belong. Help us to reconnect these soldiers to our community. And as we stand before you, Father, every family that's represented here today, help them to understand the benefits of libation. As I pour libation and pour a glass of water for my father, I say, Ashe. I pour libation for my mother, and I say, Ashe. I pour libation for Akamare, and may the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. I pour libation to the south, and I say, Ashe. I pour libations to the north, and I say, Ashe. I pour libations to the east, and I say, Ashe. I pour libations to the west, finally, and I say, Ashe. Father, we thank you for allowing us to come before you with this ritual, and still water runs deep. Let the water permeate in the minds of the people. Water knows no enemy. It is neutral. Help us to understand the benefit of this ritual and how in our family and in our households and on a day-to-day basis as the water has currency and flows within our houses and our homes it will be like our lives that will become currency and move and will not become stagnant. May our lives become like currents and run like a river so deep. Now still water runs deep in the lives of the children and the households of every family represented here. And as an alchemist, that which we have need of, alchemy and filthy lucre, may it flourish in our families, in our homes. May we become rich and abundant and be able to offer gifts to others who are lacking. May all that we need come to us, Father. And to those who are represented here by my voice, as they hear my voice and understand that God has sent me as a witness, as an example, for them to believe and have hope. Keep hope alive, my brothers and sisters. Keep hope alive. Ladies and gentlemen, this segment was sent before you to talk with one of our guests who I was just on the line with, and I don't think they're going to be available to speak this evening, but I briefly spoke with them. And we have a couple more days left in this month. As long as we get someone in here to testify of the goodness of music and what it's done for our race of people, music has opened up many doors for our African-American people. It has opened up doors for opportunities to travel abroad. It has also opened up doors for a lifestyle change for many. As I look at 50 Cent and Missy Misdemeanor Elliott, as I look at these entertainers, that they are household words, they are billionaires. They have become lucrative in diversifying their investments. They are the ones to look at people, not to look down upon and say 50 cents is not worth his cents, and not to look down upon because he made great investments, but to look up to, ladies and gentlemen. These are our heroes today, whether we like it or not. These are our heroes, and we ought to admonish them in their business ethics and tactics and find out how we, too, can incorporate these same methods within our urban cities so that we can build institutions of heresy, of houses, of ethical programs that are business ethics and that are set up in corporations. Why build an institute if you're not going to build a corporation? Right now we have churches in our community taking the place of corporations, but they're not sharing their wealth. Maybe one or two are prospering, but it's very important that we should look at our entertainers as our gifted people who are able to recreate the future for our generation. Our generation has created a cry for help, asking our elders to step forward to give some direction for how we can take care of this situation, how we can set the record straight. Some of us don't understand that some cities are suffering more so than others. As we look at the shortage and the water problem in Atlanta, Georgia, and as we look at the urban cities such as Gary, Indiana, it's not a landlocked area. There's plenty of water floating here. However, the mindsets of the people have become very warped, and they have lost their way. And they have become a stiff-necked people, and they have tried to slay their brothers and sisters, becoming the murder capital of the world and killing each other in domestic violence. All of this is because of our stiff-neckedness. And if we're going to be those new recipients who get over the grain house and rule again, we're going to have to change our ways. And the reason why hard times come upon us is so that there will be a turmoil of the flesh having enmity with the spirit in order to press God forward in each of our lives. Everything that happened has a reason. And nothing has fallen upon us by chance. So we have got to make a difference in our community, African people. We've got to change things, African Americans, if we are going to be fit to get over the grain house. Now, if we look at the presidential elects and the men that are running, and because we can discuss this, I'm going to speak of Cain and the brother speaking of exactly what he thinks the community needs and how with him running as a Republican, he has looked down on his African brothers who he thinks may have that coon concept. And the types of things that we're putting out there just to compete against the Caucasian and to get them to embrace us, we turn it against our very self. He has destroyed his own house with his very own hands. Even if he wins and gets in office, he won't be there very long, because you cannot destroy yourself while trying to appeal to others. We've got to get a grip on this election, and we've got to understand that this is not a competition for the biggest coon or the biggest fool, but a competition to save our lives, because some of us are going to perish. Some of us will not make it through. And when the end time comes and that New Jerusalem comes here on earth for us to live amongst, some of us won't make it. We're going to perish. We're going to give up the ghost, and we're going to give up hope, because we don't have another minute or an hour to waste time on needless things when our very houses are being taken. Our ship is sinking, and we're on the other side looking into our households and our situation. We've got to get these candidates in order and get them abreast and astute to the real issues that are at hand, and stop sabotaging the airways with these stupid discussions about coon behavior. Cain has no better sense than to talk about coon behavior amongst Caucasian. He ought to be ashamed. We have real work that has to be done. And if a black man is going to turn from Democrat to Republican to vote for Cain, he's got to have his mind checked out, because Cain is acting out a fool's role. Now, it's good that you came up with the 999 plan, but you've got to do something better than that. You've got to be able to relate to your African brothers and sisters in their present condition, their past condition, and understand what the urban setting lifestyle is all about. And if you haven't had the experience, then you truly can't represent the black man or woman. We've got to stop portraying our African Caucasian as if we've had the experience and we've lived the life. In this song and music, only certain hip hop and rockers can sing certain songs and be convincing, because they have lived the life of the ghetto boy or girl. But they can't go perpetrating while they've always lived in the suburbs and never had the experience. They're culturally bankrupt, and they cannot portray what is necessary. Our music is in the heart of the people and what they've gone through. That is why they can sing so sincerely about their experience. And if you are going to understand anything, that these songs that I'm playing is a cry for help for the community, and crying out in help and hope that someone will see that African Americans have lived in these conditions for many years. It just didn't happen today because of the fact that the system is collapsing. It's been collapsing for a long time for African Americans, and now it's coming to a point where it's collapsing for those other people in surrounding areas as well. We've always been in a sinking position where we've been in a float, waiting for everything to change for our black community. We've always been conditioned knowing that things might not change, but some people have never had to live in those type of environments. They can't take it. It is all new for them. I want to say that our music is making a difference, but we have got to be very careful about what we take into our spirits and believe. We must not believe that we're poor, and we must not believe that we've subbed anything. We've always been a part of the essence of God. And because God has allowed us to take part in his resources, we are heirs of many things, but we just don't know our proper place in society. We've always been given these things, but we just don't know how to take authority in our possession. Our things are in probate, everything that the applicant owns is in probate, and he doesn't know how to go over and get it. And long as it remains held by the state, we will never know what is rightfully ours. Now, we've got to get our attorneys and take our things out of probate and take possession of what belongs to us. How long can you be ignorant of the fact that if you're an heir of a throne and you walk around here like you know God personally and you tell the world, well, you know, I had a talk with God last night, then you better make sure you're talking to God on a private line. Because first of all, we've got to stop speaking positive on one hand about what God can do and then living a life differently on another hand. A mouth cannot say one thing and do another. You've got to speak according to how you're living your life. If you truly believe that God is going to redeem us from this fate and that we are not going down with the ship and that we are going to be rescued and that we will have Red Cross carry us across that river, then we've got to speak it and live it. We cannot speak with fork and tongue. So stop speaking as if you know God and living a life like you're living in the lower quarters of your basement lifestyle. Your basement lifestyle is not acceptable for God when you truly say you know him. Now, we're listening to this music to come into consciousness so that we can find out how to make a difference in our communities and rebuild. It's rebuilding time, ladies and gentlemen. The things that we've known in the past is going out, and we have to bring in the new concept. You're going to have a rearrangement of your mind, your consciousness, and your thoughts. Be careful of what you're thinking. Your thoughts are powerful. You're going to have a new rearrangement, and you're going to have to get your consciousness on task. That means not just reading, but having an understanding, and understanding that old things will have to go out. Your new conscious mind is going to be using your full conscious mind, not a portion of 20%, but understanding that we are going to grow from our frame of reference. And if you don't have a consciousness, you won't be able to exist in this new society. You're going to perish along with all of the old concepts. New concepts are coming into being, ladies and gentlemen. And you'll hear it through your music. You'll hear it through the voices of your children. And you'll hear it in the secular world, but mostly in the urban setting. So many truths comes out of the urban setting. Is it a great experience for African American to have the urban setting? Don't believe the okey-doke. Don't move out to the suburbs and say you're getting away and you want to build your community up and you want to have something. You're missing the experience if you've never lived in an urban setting. If you've never had a taste of it, you're missing the true experience. And for those of us who are elitists out there and who are so-called middle class, don't allow your child to be culturally starved. Take them back to the urban setting and reconnect them and let them have the experience. It's something that will condition them. So that when the end times come and the struggling and hard times come, they'll have a foundation to lean on. Right now, we look down upon some of these so-called thugs that are making this music, but you have to look up to them and respect them. I don't think 50 Cent's got to be so brilliant by just wanting to make another album. He got to be brilliant because of the hard times he went through and the struggles, which made him strive a little bit harder to be the best businessman that he could be. And Missy, in her elegance and rejections of the world, from looking at her from a wrong perspective of her weight, she took that and made it her biggest asset and grew in grace and grew to a household name. Now she is one of the most sought after artists in the industry. And just using those two people and giving you an understanding that they both had something to say and they got their message across. There's a whole lot of us out here preaching on these airways and speaking and singing, but we don't have anything to say. We're talking loud and saying nothing. Just talking loud and saying nothing. just talking loud and saying nothing. But you got to have something to say. And when God gives you something to say, he'll give you a platform. And all you have to do is possess your microphone. Like I'm possessing this microphone. I've been away for you for a couple of days, but I